Welcome to the Raising Your Game podcast, where I bring to you the stories, insights, and ideas from those in the world of sport to help you build a stronger mind, more resilient body, and healthier life. Whether you're an up-and-coming athlete in the making or a seasoned professional, this show promises to give you something that you can use for positive change and help you in raising your game. Hey, welcome to another episode of the podcast. I'm Lewis Hatchett, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about some tips for mindfulness and meditation for you as athletes. So I'll talk about my experience, sort of the routines that I go through, but then also some things that you can do to add it into your practice, your training, your everyday life, and the benefits that you're going to see for you as an athlete, both on and off the field. So let's not hesitate anymore and get straight into this episode. So mindfulness and meditation as an athlete. Now, if you are someone who has perhaps been curious about this, or perhaps you're someone who's heard of it, I don't think it's rocket science to know what the benefits of mindfulness and meditation are. It's hugely documented. It's hugely marketed at the moment. But you perhaps are someone that could fall into a camp where, and I was one of these, where you perceive mindfulness and meditation to be something that you have to be a type of person or a certain type of person to do. And you could be someone else who is really curious and just not sure where and how you can already add it into your busy schedule, or maybe you haven't even started that discipline or that practice yourself in order to see the benefit, to see the change that you could have from it. So I'm going to go through sort of my experiences and the benefits that I've seen both on and off the field as an athlete, and then just give you a couple of ideas that you can use in order to add it into what you're doing already, or maybe something that you can add in on top of what you're doing. It's totally up to you. But my own practice and my own journey with meditation came through physical movement, yoga. And if you've ever done a yoga practice, if you've ever gone through a whole practice, there's a moment at the end called Savasana where you lie, you relax, and you sort of recover from the practice, and you spend a moment to really work internally and scan the body, see the changes that come about in the body. And that's a hugely mindful practice in itself, and a body scan is a mindful practice as well. But that journey and starting from a physical practice was what I wanted. I wanted to move my body. I wanted to fix my broken body at the time, and getting through that practice and then just adding it on at the end and having this meditative and mindful practice at the end, I was already there. I was already lying down. So I just added it in anyway. It was really, really easy to start. But from that, I then built the idea and started to build the awareness around not only my body, but also the impact that that practice was having on my body. And then once I had that impact on my body and I was feeling better and my aches and pains were going, but I had a better understanding of how my body moved, how my body felt on certain days, and then I could correlate that with my mindset and where my mind was at. Was I agitated? Was I relaxed? Was I calm? Was I focused? And it gave me such a great awareness of where my mind was at. And I saw the value that just this mindful practice, just at the time, just a simple mindful practice of scanning my body after every yoga practice had on my mindset and the way I managed my mind in sport. And like any of this, I will kind of put a disclaimer in that I was not perfect and still am not perfect in what I do. And perfection isn't really what you're chasing. You're chasing the awareness to know that you can improve every time you do one of these practices. So I think it's worth just noting that first, that you don't have to be perfect in your routine, your mindfulness to start with. You're never going to be perfect, and no one is perfect in what they do, because it's really about that self-improvement, looking at yourself. And if we're looking at perfection, we're looking at the wrong thing. We're looking at our external, we're looking externally and looking to others and judging ourselves compared to them. Whereas we should simply be looking at where we're at. Am I better than where I was before? Have I learned? Have I improved? Have I grown through what we're practicing? So it kind of went a bit off on a tangent there, but let's get back to some of the well-known benefits that you can find from meditation. And the first one up is obviously a calmer state of mind. So the main goal from my perspective with meditation and mindfulness is this awareness of mind, the idea of being present and the experience of being present in the mind, not being overrun with thought, sitting there understanding your thought, not judging your thought. As a athlete, we will have so many different expectations, so many different goals, so many different people in our lives that we believe will have this element of judgment on us, and the expectation that we perhaps can put on ourselves, and the expectation that perhaps others may put on ourselves, or we believe others are putting on ourselves. And just by using something like meditation and mindfulness, it brings that awareness of mind. It brings your attention to the thoughts that you're having, the storylines that you're telling yourself. And you can start to unpack where they're coming from. You can start to unpack whether they're true, whether they're kind, whether they're timely. Do you need to be telling yourself this story, this thought at that time? Is it the right time to be telling yourself that? And bringing that greater sense of presence into the mind will then transfer into what you do on a day-to-day life. And these little glimpses in this practice, because it is a practice, and that is why it's so important to note that it is a practice, is that you are practicing getting that awareness. You don't always have that awareness every time, and you don't get it right every time. But just by simply practicing it day in, day out, I've mentioned it before, where it's like bicep curls of the mind. You get it, you do your reps, you repair, and then as you do more reps, you start to get better, you start to get stronger at it. So over time, you build this ability to be more present, whether it's in your everyday life or whether you're moving it into these crunch moments or clutch moments in a game or a competition that you may have. And that will start to build up a strength and a resilience in the mind and an ability in the mind for you to do that again and again. And like I said, again, it's not perfect. It's not something that you can do all the time perfectly, but you can continuously learn to improve. You can continuously look to get better at what you're doing. And obviously another big benefit of it is this, the calmness, but also the clarity and the relaxation that you get from it. We're living in a stressed world and we're constantly being stressed. So whether it's through what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what we're telling ourselves, the training that we're doing, we're physically and mentally in a place of stress and anxiety. And reducing that stress and anxiety is going to allow us to have that ability to recover, to be in a better place, both physically and mentally, when we need it most. If we burn out by the time we've got to a moment in time that is important to us, i.e. a competition or a match, then it's a little bit too late. And we need something to bring us down, allowing ourselves to relax, allowing ourselves to de-stress and bring that anxiety back and understand and build a better relationship with that anxiety. Because again, we're not going to run away from stress. We can't get rid of it. We can't get rid of anxiety, and almost we don't want to get rid of it, because those are important. They're things that bring our attention levels up as athletes. They stress on the body is good. It allows us to grow. Again, stress on the mind, it allows us to grow. But if we don't have a good relationship with it, if we don't understand it, then it can run away. And that's something that we should be looking to prioritize as an athlete, because in my previous podcast that I've just done about mental health, prioritizing our mental health, our mental strength is a huge part of our game. And if we can start to add that in, then we're gaining a huge advantage over others. So again, if you want to look up some of the benefits, these are just a few, but if you want to go and look up some of the benefits that are around meditation, then literally Google it, and you will find so much information and you can see some of the benefits for you. But I would say that awareness of mind, that ability to be more present, that ability to recover, to de-stress, to have a better relationship with anxiety and stress is something that you can almost switch on and switch off, and that will make you a much more rounded athlete. Ultimately, that's something that is very important. So where do you get started? How do you start this if you haven't done something like this before, or if you're maybe having started it and you're having troubles with it? Where do you get started, and how is the best way to get started? And for me as an athlete, I think it's really important, or a great place to start is movement. Movement is just key. We want to move. We're already, I would hazard a guess that majority of people that have tried meditation start fidgeting, they start getting agitated in the body, they want to move. So movement is a great place to start. And something like yoga, stretching, moving the body, whether it could be even going for a walk or run, but moving the body and then going inside and looking at the body and feeling the body and listening to the body, that's a beginning of a mindful practice. So yoga, for example, allowed me and many others who practice it that ability to feel the body, feel where it's at and scan it, both during the movement, after the movement, maybe even before the movement. So you can feel where that tension is being held. You can feel the muscles moving, the joints moving, the gravity, the weight on the hands. And it brings that attention and that presence within, and it takes away the distraction from without, from outside. And that, again, as an athlete, if you can start to tune into your body, not only do you understand it more, but when you're in the heat of the moment and you have those clutch moments, you don't have an app, you don't have anything around you to help you with that anxiety or that distraction that perhaps is there, you can go within the body. You can start to just scan the body. The breath is a place, and I'll move on to that in a minute, but the breath is a place to start, again, that internal feeling of the breath. And that movement, that presence within the body starts to become a practice of bringing more presence to the mind. So start by just being a little bit more present with the movement you're doing. It could be lifting weights. It could be out on your run. But can you feel things like the bar that you're lifting? Can you be fully tuned in to that presence within the body? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? What does it almost taste like? And really tune into those sensations and those feelings, and you'll begin, and hopefully more often than not, start to become more present in what you're doing. And that's a great place to have these kind of aha moments with meditation and mindfulness, especially as an athlete, because you perhaps don't want to start sitting down and trying to meditate, and that's fine. So begin with the body, begin with something that you're already accustomed to, and get going there. Like I just mentioned, the breath. So breathing practice, breathing exercises, they are a great way of, again, tuning into the body. So simply, there's many different practices you can do, many different exercises that you can do, because they all have a different physiological effect on the body. But ultimately, when you are doing them, you are concentrating on that breathing practice only. You're not really focusing on the distraction. And I'll give you one, for example, which would be box breathing. So box breathing is this breathing exercise where you inhale for a count, you hold for a count, you exhale for a count, and you hold for a count at the bottom of the breath. All of those holds are the same. So usually it's done to a count of four, which is a great place to start. It can be less, it can be more, totally up to where you are, but let's say it's four. You inhale for a count of 4 seconds, you hold for a count of 4 seconds, you exhale for a count of 4 seconds, and then you hold for a count of 4 seconds. Start with 10 rounds of that. So just by doing 10 rounds of that, you're bringing that awareness into your breath. You're bringing your awareness to just counting. You're bringing that feeling and that sensation of breathing inside. Breathing through your nose, breathing through your belly, diaphragmatic breathing, again, a hugely beneficial technique for athletes by lowering that sympathetic tone in the nervous system. So shifting from a autonomic nervous system tone to a parasympathetic tone, and which is a much more relaxed and a much more present state that you want to be into. So it's great for recovery. Again, great for reducing that stress in the mind and stress in the body, reducing the levels of cortisol. And that is something that will really benefit you both on and off the field. I use it a lot, just simply being aware of the sensations of breathing in and out through the nose, just knowing that at any moment in a stressful situation, you can just go straight to that breathing in through the nose, noticing the sensation of that air coming in through the nose, and then breathing out and noticing the sensation of that. Just one breath, taking that one breath could be the difference between running away with the emotion that you feel in a stressful and pressured moment, or taking that time to become a little bit more composed and making the right decision that you need to make under pressure. So going to belly breathing, breathing through the nose, because if you breathe through the nose, you breathe through the diaphragm. And again, maybe start with box breathing. So you can maybe bring them all together, breathing through the nose, doing box breathing. So there are a multiple range of ways to do multiple different exercises, but ultimately that sensation of being present comes from these breathing exercises, comes from going into that breathing ability. And finally, the last little tip I'll go is bringing mindfulness again. I've touched on it before, just bring it into your training and perhaps bring it into your recovery days. So a great way to gain that space from your training and your mind and your stresses and anxieties that you may feel with your training is going and taking yourself for perhaps a walk. So often do I hear someone say that, oh, my meditation is taking my dogs for a walk or going for a walk up on the hills, up on the beach, wherever I am. And it's true, like that is a brilliant mindful and meditative practice. I bet you that if when you've seen a sight or seen a view or seen a sunset, sunrise, that you've suddenly had this kind of beautiful moment of being present and being aware of what's going on around you. You're looking at that scenery for what it is. You may be looking at the waves, the trees, the grass, the smells, the feeling of the air on your body. And it may be only for a split second, but it is a gateway into that mindful life and that mindful mind and being present in what you're doing. So if you want to become a little bit more present, a little bit more mindful, just going for a walk, just going into, and these, like I said, could be on your recovery days where you don't want to go into the gym, be feeling like you're moving the body or something that is stressful and you need to take it away. You can start with that gentle walk, that gentle mindful walk that you're doing. And if you really do want to start meditation, then finding that place where you can sit down and just be with your breath, be with whatever is happening in that moment. You don't have to try hard. You don't have to try too little. You can just allow the mind to run and just see the thoughts for what they are. And just doing that for 1 minute, maybe 30 seconds to start with, could be what you do. You could do it before you go to bed. You could do it before you start your day, just jumping out of bed. You can do it in bed. And those are just little glimpses of starting that mindful practice and then building from there. And that's really where my experience happened, was all of these different practices, all of these different methods. I didn't do all of them to begin with. I simply started with moving. I simply started with my yoga practice, and then it built. And then now where I'm at with it is that I can almost pick and choose at any one time. And I don't, for example, sit down and meditate every morning, because I will choose to do a yoga practice in the morning. That's when I will choose to become mindful of where I'm at, whether I'm sticking earphones in and listening to a guided practice, whether I'm sticking earphones in and listening to music, or whether I'm just not putting anything on and just listening to the surroundings, listening to maybe where my mind goes, how my body feels in that practice. That could be my mindful practice for that moment and for that day. It could be breaking it up throughout the day. It could be taking 2 minutes during my lunch to just be mindful of what I'm eating. It could be a walk. It could be changing my clothes, having a shower. It could be something as simple as starting by brushing your teeth and being mindful of the sensations, the smells, the tastes as you're doing something like that. So again, it hasn't got to be this mindful practice every day of sitting down and meditating for 30 minutes. And if you don't do that, you're not worthy. it can be something as simple as breaking it up throughout the day, but bringing the awareness is that first point of call. So just understanding that whatever you choose, you are bringing that awareness to the present moment, to the sensations, the sounds, the feelings that you're having, and again, the thoughts and the storylines, and just becoming aware of them. And I think the toughest thing that we have as athletes is that combat with our egos. And I will probably do a podcast on our egos, because they are an important and also damaging part to what we do. And that conflict we have with our egos, feeling like we are becoming someone that people might make fun of, that might make jokes about. And we can almost feel awkward in starting these sort of things and feel like, oh, I don't want to be that person. But the benefit you get from them are incredible. And that's what it kind of takes to be what I describe as this uncommon athlete. Those moments where you feel uncomfortable, where you feel different from other people, those are the moments that are important. Whether you're an athlete or not, just those moments that you're overcoming where, or there's a voice inside my head telling me to stop doing this, to you look like a fool, don't do this, stop, get up, put it away so that no one sees you. I had those thoughts, but if you can work through them, if you can sit with them, if you can understand them and tell yourself that you're doing this to better yourself as a person and as an athlete, or just a person in general, they're going to benefit not only yourself, but those around you. And that makes you that uncommon athlete, that uncommon person. So then it's a tough practice to try and get into as an athlete because of the judgments, the thoughts that we may have around it. But once you can do it, it is a superpower. It is something that brings an advantage to you over other people. And I promise you, you won't regret it. So I've probably waffled on quite a lot. If you have any questions about stuff around mindfulness meditation, you can find me at my Instagram, at Lewis Hatchett. You can also go and find Sport Yogi, where there's loads of content for you as an athlete to get involved in yoga, mindfulness, meditation. So head over to at Sport Yogi on Instagram. You can download the app today. There's practices to get going for free today, both breathing exercises, both meditations, and also yoga practices to help you improve your body, improve that flexibility, mobility, and awareness, like I was mentioning, around the body. So head over to the App Store, both iOS and Android. Type in Sport Yogi, you'll find it there. Sportyogi.com, you can find it there as well. Reach out to me if you want to get in touch and let me know if you've started a meditation practice, if you're being mindful as an athlete. Head over to lewishatchett.com/podcast, where you can find it. You can get in touch over there, and again, any of those social channels, you can find me as well. Just let me know if you've started it, some tips, some advice that you may have for other athletes that have worked for you, and I'd love to share them in the future and also chat to you and see how your experiences are going. But thank you so much for joining me for this episode, and I will catch you guys later.